Next up is agenda item two. That's PR 2023-009105, which has three applications within it. VAC 2025-00018, vacation of public easement. VAC 2025-00019 and also 00020, which are also requests for vacation of public easement, submitted by Tara West as agent for Pierre Amistoy, who requests the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of lot track 2A, 2B, Cottonwood Crossing Phase 2, zoned MXL and MXT, located at 10088 Coors Boulevard Northwest between 7 Bar Loop and Coors Boulevard, and containing approximately 3.14 acres. Mr. Bohannon, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Hearing Officer. I think we had four vacations, and then I don't think the preliminary plat got submitted. It's just the preliminary, the vacation actions.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Sorry, I'm going to jump in here, sir. Mr. Hearing Officer, could you swear me in?
Yes, Jay Rodenbeck, please raise your right hand, and you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do. So we have four vacations of easement, item number two, for this project. And we do, Mr. Bohannon, have your major preliminary plat as item number three, PR 2023-009105, major plat 2025-00004. It's item number three on the agenda. So it's up to you, Mr. Hearing Officer, if you have separate hearings for the plat and the vacations of easement, but we got both on the agenda.
So, is there any objection to hearing them together?
None on my part.
Okay. Let's go ahead and hear them both then. So let me just announce agenda item three will be heard with agenda item two. Agenda item three is PR 2023-009105. It's request for major plat 2025-00004 preliminary plat submitted by the same applicant and agent for the same property. And also to be presented by Mr. Bohannon, is that right?
That's correct, Mr. Hearing
Officer. And Mr. Bohannon, would you please raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do. Ron Bohannon, 5571 Midway Park Place. Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. If I can share my screen. You guys have got it way down good. So I want to give a little background, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is a site that's on the west side of Albuquerque, adjacent to Coors Boulevard. It's next to an archaeological site, which is on this location. This has been through the Environmental Planning Commission and is actually in front of the DFT for sign-off. It is a mixed-use development that is adjacent to Airport Road off of Coors and sits in the back and has some topography challenges on it. What the development is a series of about 14 townhomes that buffer the commercial site from the Corrales Main Canal, along with three commercial buildings that's interior to that. This was previously partially developed approximately 25 years ago, almost 30 years ago. And so the easements that are in front of you are a result of that action that was about 25 years old. And so what's actually out there is there's an overhead power line right through here that we've been working with PNM to relocate that power line, and then some existing PNM electric and utility lines through this area. And so that's the vacation portion that we're looking at today. In addition to that, we are creating the plat, which we're creating the 14 lots. We're creating a private public access easement around there, along with the new utility locations for this area. And so we have some minor comments that we need to address. I also need to follow up with Hannah and Whitney on open space on some of their buffer comments, but that should not affect the platting action or the vacation actions today. So with that, that's what we have. And I'll be happy to go through the comments with staff members.
Okay, great, thank you. All right, In that case, let's see if we have any public comment on these items. Again, these are agenda items 2 and 3 being heard together. Please raise your hand if you'd like to provide public comment on agenda items 2 or 3. Scrolling through the participants here, I don't see anyone indicating they'd like to speak. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda items 2 or 3. Last call for public comment on agenda items 2 or 3. Okay, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment, so we'll go ahead and proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with Water Authority. Mr. David Gutierrez, are you there, sir?
I am.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, the Water Authority has no objection to the vacations, with the condition that we will be granting new easements for the proposed infrastructure. So, and that will be the case on the plat, I believe. For the plat, I do have a comment to add that those easements, I see that it's noted as a PUE. So I needed to note that it is public water and public sanitary sewer. And then
And that, sorry, Mr. Hearing Officer Ron Bohannon, is that you wanted that shown on page 1, or you or page 4?
so if I can elaborate, I'll finish up.
Sorry.
Might clear things up. So yeah. The cover sheet, I want the general note for our easements, but wherever you call out a keyed note is fine for the easements or for the easement along that corridor that you're proposing for the water and sewer. So however you work that out, we just the general note needs to be on the cover sheet. Just move it to the cover sheet and we should be good. I think that was the reason for that comment. So and then the infrastructure list does need to be revised a little bit. You're calling out like Townhome 1 and Townhome Drive, which is not noted on the plat. If you can please just make the boundaries for the infrastructure and relation in relation to the plat. So that'll just be a condition of signature. I'll just need an infrastructure list and then those notes and ensure that there's an easement for water and sewer.
Okay. Just a real quick question. So I think the only public infrastructure is yours. This is my recollection. And I apologize, I'm pitch hitting for Derek, who's out sick today. So we would submit this through you, just through the separate water authority portion under that versus DRC, or do we go to DRC? Everything else is private.
Hear me? Sorry, I cut out for a second. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So that I guess that would be up to the city if it's on an infrastructure list. From my past experience, it's always been a DRC work order, but the Water Authority is fine with that being a Water Authority work order. That's the direction we want to go.
Okay, we'll reach out to, this is Ron Bohannon, we'll reach out to Jim Roeder, see how he wants to proceed.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you. Mr. Rodenbeck, you have your hand raised.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Hey, David, I think we do need to confirm, though. I mean, we need to know if there's any infrastructure that's considered public infrastructure that needs to be financially guaranteed. I mean, regardless if it's just water authority infrastructure, I think we need that confirmation before decisions made on this preliminary plat.
Yeah, this is David with the Water Authority. Yeah, we do need the infrastructure guaranteed. It is they provided an infrastructure list. I just need updates to the boundaries. So it is major infrastructure that we need to approve the plat.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
This is Ron Bohannon, Mr. Rodenbeck. Yes, we plan on guaranteeing that. It's just actually looking at after we do that guarantee, the process with the Water Authority.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Okay, thank
Oh,
you.
Mr. Biazar's got his hand raised, Mr. Hainauer.
Oh, hello, Mr. Biazar. Would you please state your full name?
Shahab Biazar, City Engineer.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
I just wanted to inform everybody that usually, even there are some private improvements since it's related to a subdivision and it's required for the actual subdivision, like curb and gutter, sidewalk, pavements, those have to be through a work order process.
Thank you, sir.
So this is Ron Bohannon. So Mr. Biazar, so we show those on the infrastructure as private?
Yes, sir. They show an infrastructure list as private, but they still have to go through work order because the subdivision, it's dependent on those improvements.
Okay. So does DRC look at those private improvements?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, anything further regarding Water Authority comments?
This is David at Water Authority. I have no further comments, and I'll put a note for the conditions for you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Hearing Officer Ron Bohannon, David, one last comment. You had said the development agreement was ready to pick up, and we went down there, and it was a different development agreement. It wasn't for this project.
Okay, touch base with me after this run, and we can figure that out.
Okay. I sent you an email this morning. So,
Okay, great.
Thank
right,
you.
that's in your box.
All right. Let's go next to hydrology. Mr. Tiquan Chen, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Tiquan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading drainage plan with the engineer's stamp date of December 20th, 2024. Hydrology has no objections to the proposed vacation, and hydrology has no objection to the preliminary plat action. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Hearing Officer, just Ron Bohannon. Tiquan, we've also submitted for a building permit, grading and drainage. We've got a MAFCA's approval. We've been through the board on it, so it's in the works for the final.
All right, glad to know. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go next to transportation. Mr. Ernest Armijo, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. I didn't have any objections to the vacations or the plat, but based on what Mr. Biazar brought up, I'm going to go ahead and add a condition that curb, gutter, sidewalk, all of that private infrastructure needs to be put on the infrastructure list.
Thank you,
Mr.
Mr.
Hearing Officer Ron Bohannon, thank you. That's not a problem, Ernest. So the question is today, maybe for Jay or Shahab, can we go ahead and get a preliminary plat approval today as a condition of that infrastructure list being modified, or do we need to come back with an updated infrastructure list?
Go ahead, Mr. Runbeck.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I defer to City Engineer Biazar ultimately on this, but I know in the past we've allowed for applicants to work with DFT staff on infrastructure items after the approval of a platting action. But I defer to Mr. Biazar in this particular case. So.
Mr.
Thank you,
Hearing
Mr.
Officer, this is Shahab Biazar. So as long as it's already noted in our meeting that those items will be required, so we could move forward with the approval of the preliminary plat.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jay Rodenbeck, and I'll just note that we've added, I think we've added findings or conditions of approval, noting that the applicant must work with DFT staff on infrastructure items, just to make it clear that that's being done. But we've permitted that in the past.
Okay. Thank you. Does that make sense, Mr. Bohannon?
Mr. Hearing Officer Ron Bohannon, yes, it does. Thank you.
Thank
And
you.
staff.
Great. Okay, let's go next to code enforcement. Who'll be delivering those comments?
Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Code Enforcement has no objections and no comments for both proposed the vacations and the plat.
Thank you, sir. Let's go next to Parks and Recreation. Ms. Hannah Alec, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Parks and Recreation has no objections to either of the requests. I just wasn't sure. Open Space actually had comments and conditions on the site plan. I know that there was an EPC final sign-off case that was on the agenda for March 5th. I don't know if that got approved. I don't remember us discussing that with the applicant. So, yeah, Mr. Rodenbeck, if you can verify that.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I can confirm that the applicant team is still working with DFT staff on the final sign-off. It's not approved by DFT staff yet.
Thank you. In that case, we're going to discuss this item with them during the DFT. Thank you. That concludes my comments.
Thank you, Ms. Halleck.
Mr. Hearing Officer Ron Bohannon again. Thank you. Hannah, I just need to, Hannah, I just need to get with you and Whitney and walk through those comments. So if
sure.
I'll email you after this meeting, or Sergio, I'll email you after this meeting, set up time to go through that.
Great. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, sir. Now that takes us to the planning department comments. Who'll be delivering those today?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jacob Boylan. I will be delivering the comments.
Thank you, Mr. Boylan. Please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Just had a couple of comments. We don't have any objections to the vacations. I did have a comment for the pre-submittal tribal meeting. Proof of notification and the offer of a pre-submittal tribal meeting to the tribal Pueblo Navajo Nation contacts and proof of pre-submittal tribal meeting, if requested, must be provided prior to the decision being possible for the major preliminary plat request. I saw that you had the tribal contacts and the intent for notification, but we didn't actually see any proof submitted that the emails went out or that any contact was made.
Mr. Hearing Officer Ron Bohannon, Mr. Boylan, Sergio Lozoya with our office has that documentation. Do you want it sent to you or you and Jay? How do you want us to transmit that to you or go through ABQ plan?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I'll jump in here. Mr. Bohannon, this is a pretty big issue for like making a decision, obviously, for the preliminary plat because it's a due process issue. If Sergio has it, we need the proof emailed to us. Please email to both me and Jacob and Angela Gomez. But also, if Sergio could screen share that proof, that would be great. We need to know that you emailed and mailed the tribes, pueblos, and nations the offer of a pre-submittal tribal meeting and notification about the preliminary plat. And we need to know from you on the record if they requested a pre-submittal tribal meeting, if any of them did.
Okay. Mr. Hearing Officer, you'll need to swear in Mr. Lozoya, who's on this.
Thank you. Mr. Lozoya, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Thank you. Would you please state your full name and mailing address for the record?
Sergio Lozoya. Today I'm working from home, so 1829 Elizabeth Street.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
I just want to confirm that we have submitted, we did submit notification to the tribal's list. We did a mix of mailed notification and email notification. And if you just give me a moment here, I can pull it up on my screen. I will also note just for future reference or just to make the process easier, we did receive mixed instruction on that. I do have some emails from staff saying that we didn't need to notify the tribes and we thought since we were just right next to major public open space that we should. I know the system is new and it probably wasn't catching that tiny parcel, but we did go ahead and submit that anyway. I did submit the wrong packet to Albuquerque plan website, so give me a moment here and I will pull those documents up.
Thank you. While you do that, I see Mr. Rodenbeck with a hand raised. Go ahead, sir.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I apologize if our staff reviewing this application, the preliminary plat application for acceptance, didn't catch that. But yeah, anytime you're within a platting application, whether that's major, minor, or bulk land plats within 660 feet of major public open space, no matter how small that is, you have to go through the pre-submittal tribal meeting notification and meeting offer process.
Mr. Rodenbeck. Is Mr. Lasoya's screen share enabled?
Yeah. So, Joe,
Yes.
if you can share with them the proof, just kind of scroll through that proof package.
Yes, Sergio, here, give me one moment. I'm pulling up the document.
Thank you,
And then
sir.
after that, Sergio, just after you screen share it, this is Jay Rodenbeck. After you screen share it with everybody here, just email it to me, Jacob Boylan, and Angela Gomez, and we'll put it into the file.
Mr. Boylan, any other comments while Mr. Lozoya pulls that up?
Yes, sir. I just have one other comment. Just need confirmation that the preliminary plat addresses meet the addresses and meets the EPC conditions of approval for the major amendment EPC per SI 2023-01377 and the site plan EPC for SI 2023-01402. We don't need to go into heavy detail, just need like confirmation on the record.
Mr. Boylan, this is Mr. Hearing Officer Ron Bohannon and Mr. Boylan, we confirm, and we are working through those DFT comments for final sign off. So.
Excellent. That concludes my comments on this at this
Thank
point.
you, Mr. Boylan.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I'll just add to, I mean, Mr. Boylan addressed the vacations of easement. I'll just note that the applicant provided justification for the vacations of the easement, and Mr. Boylan noted we had no objection, and I'll just second that.
Thank you.
Sir Ron Bohannon, in their staff comments, they also had justification outlined in their staff comments if you need that for a finding.
Thank you.
Mr. Lozoya.
Apologies, one moment. Okay, let me share my screen. So here is the email from Donna Sandoval in our office. This is Sergio with Tierra West. So you can see the from here and the various email addresses that were on the list. And you guys can take a closer look at that when I send it over, but we notified them of the variances that were also requested that are part of this overall request. We had a packet which I did include in the ABQ plan, but I did not include this. And just some email, some did respond, though they did not request a
Request
meeting.
permission. Yeah, appreciate it, Sergio.
And
Super
so this
good.
is the emailed notice, and let me go ahead and just quickly show you the packets that were mailed out for the ones that,
Oh, they need to be mailed. Gotcha.
yeah. So here's one for Navajo Nation, Pueblo, Santa Ana, and a few others. So I will make sure I get this emailed over to you and Jacob, correct, Jay?
Yes. And Angela Gomez, please.
And Angela Gomez. Okay, will do.
All right, thank you.
Mr.
Thank you,
Hearing
Mr.
Officer,
Lozoya.
I think with that shows and documents proof that we've met that condition.
Thank you, Mr. Bohannon. All right, bear with me one second. All right. I think we heard from all the DFT specialty members. Mr. Bohannon, anything else you'd like to add?
No, Mr. Hearing Officer, just urge your support.
Thank you. All right. Bear with me one second. What I'll do is rule first on the vacations and then on the plat. So as to VAC 2025-00018, 0019, and 00020, those are listed under agenda item two. Was there a fourth vacation? I heard some discussion earlier that there might have been a fourth. Is that right, or were those the only three?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jay Rodenbeck. There is a fourth on the on a, we sent out a revised final agenda, and that's VAC 2025-0023.
Thank you. So as to those four vacations of public easement, I hereby approve said vacations of easement because the public welfare does not require that the easements be retained, and there is no convincing evidence in the record that any substantial property right is abridged by these vacations. Now, as to agenda item three, which is Major Plat 2025-00004, bear with me one second. I hereby approve said item, which is listed under PR 2023-009105, with the associated vacations just approved. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. First, move the general easement note for the water authority to the cover sheet. Next, all private pavement, curb, gutter, and sidewalks need to be added to the infrastructure list. Next, update the corridor to include an easement for public water and public sanitary sewer. Next, revise the infrastructure list such that it is agreeable to the water authority. That concludes agenda items two and three. Thank you, everybody.